And we now have news of the Writers' Centre, and a city pub closes just months after reopening. But first, news that work will finally start to build homes at the Greyhound opening.
Work will finally start in the new year to build homes at Norwich's scandal-hit Greyhound opening, 9 years after the site made national headlines. Norwich City Council has awarded a contract to R.G. Carter to build 105 homes at Greyhound Opening and Goldsmith Street between Old Palace Road and Dereham Road. The intention is for all 105 homes to be let for social rent through the Council's choice-based letting scheme called Home Options. The properties will be built to eco-friendly passive house standards. Gail Harris, Norwich City Council's Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Council Housing, said, "We are very much looking forward to starting work on site to deliver these much-needed affordable homes for the city. Our first passive house homes are due for completion at Hansard Close in Mile Cross in the spring of 2017. This is paving the way for Goldsmith Street. This will help realise our ambitions to make Norwich a low-carbon city with good housing for all." The site made national headlines in 2008 because City Hall staff had, contrary to council policy, moved into homes on the Greyhound opening and Goldsmith Street site.
A city pub has had to close its doors just 7 months after it reopened. The Pig and Whistle on All Saints Green was taken on by licensees Claire and Dale Brook in May 2016. But on Saturday, the couple, who also run the Walnut Tree Shades at Old Post Office Court, Norwich, took the decision to close up. Mrs. Brook said running both pubs had become an exhausting task, adding that she had to work an 80-hour week during one busy period. "The right decision for us is to concentrate on the Walnut," she said. "We really enjoyed our time at the Pig and Whistle, and it is with a very heart to have left." The couple took on the Enterprise Inns-owned pub around 2 months after its previous licence holder was convicted of fraud. And Mrs. Brooks said, while footfall had been on the increase, regular roadworks along Wesselgate during the summer had impacted the business.
Norwich is set to become the national centre for writing after a final pot of funding towards the project was confirmed. Arts Council England last night announced its decision to award £789,434 from National Lottery sources to support the vision that confirms the city's place at the forefront of writing in the UK. The funding is effectively the green light for Writers' Centre Norwich to develop the historic Dragon Hall on King Street, which will become the home of the National Centre for Writing. Chris Gribble, Chief Executive of Writers' Centre Norwich, said, "We are delighted to have received this news." In 2010, Writers' Centre Norwich announced a vision to create the country's first national centre for writing, and its cause was backed by major writers including J.M. Coetzee, Margaret Atwood and Anthony Horowitz. The group has since secured grants from the Arts Council England, and this piece of funding was the last bit required. It will give Writers' Centre Norwich the finances to develop Dragon Hall, and the new facilities will include educational and community spaces, enhanced office space, a refurbished public performance arena seating up to 120 people, and residential space for visiting writers. Writers' Centre Norwich say the project will be ready by April 2018.
A fossil collector who spent his life amassing an extensive collection has had it donated towards future generations following his death. A-level geology students at East Norfolk Sixth Form College will be able to dig back 500 million years with fossils from the late Dennis Wyatt's collection. Following his death several years ago, Mr. Wyatt's sister-in-law received his collection of fossils. Now she has passed on the collection, which includes fossilised shark's teeth and trilobites dating back 500 million years, to help students at the school benefit from the history they hold. Geology teacher at East Norfolk Sixth Form College, Reuben Woolnough, said, "We are extremely grateful to receive this amazing fossil collection, which is of museum standard. Having such a high-quality resource in college will revolutionise the study of fossils by our geology students. Mr. Woolnough said the collection involved fossils from across the world, including the US and Europe.
The age of trains on Norfolk and Suffolk railways is almost 30 years on average, an investigation has found, with claims that passengers are paying through the nose for decrepit trains. Greater Anglia Abellio's rolling stock is 27 years old on average, while the stock of East Midlands trains are 24 years old on average, according to statistics from the Office of Rail and Road, or ORR. They are both above the national average, where rolling stock is now 21 years old on average. However, Greater Anglia Abellio stressed that under the new 9-year franchise it was awarded this year, its entire fleet of trains will be replaced with 1,043 brand new carriages. East Midlands Trains, which is looking to retain the franchise, which includes services from Norwich to Liverpool after 2018, is also proposing a new fleet of bi-mode intercity-style trains to replace high-speed trains. The ORR said that older trains can result in less comfortable journeys, poorer reliability and worse performance than modern versions, although it also noted that older rolling stock can be refurbished. Travellers using the Caledonian Sleeper service between London and Scotland are provided with Britain's oldest trains, on average, at 41 years.